You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hola, ¿qué tal? What is good, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. This is the El Huddle Podcast. My name is Will Saba, alongside my hermana, my prima hermana, MJ Cata Ruiz. And MJ, this is the season now where we are meeting future prospects, future stars potentially here on the El Huddle Podcast. Love this season, love this time of year, and we are going to love our next guest. This guy is an absolute stud. He was a running back at Louisville, and the man had eye-popping numbers at the combine in Indianapolis. How about this? 4.33 in the 40-yard dash.
Come on.
That's not enough to impress you. How about a vertical jump of 41 and a half inches? Yes, let's give it up.
Doesn't sound real.
Two, the one, the only running back, Isaac Guerrero.
Let's go.
What's up, Isaac?
How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Yeah, a lot better now that we have you.
Appreciate you guys having me on for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So what has your time been spent right now after you did that impressive performance in Indianapolis?
So for me, you know, after that, especially, you know, just talking over with my agent and everything, just kind of just giving myself a little mental and physical break, you know, that whole 2 months, 2.5 months, yeah, you know, period, you talk about, you know, training and then, you know, going to an all-star game. And then, you know, obviously the combine on top of that, you know, it was a pretty hectic 2 months, but, you know, I mean, there was a lot of people that were kind of stressed, but I just try to embrace all of it, you know, take it all in, you know. You know, one thing that I've heard and I've learned a lot through this process is, like, you only get to do it once. So, you know, just staying in the moment, you know, and enjoying everything and, you know, just really understanding that, you know, not everybody gets this opportunity. So really just trying to embrace that and, you know, just really cherish it, honestly.
Isaac, we've had former players come on here a ton, talk about the combine, their experiences of the combine. And every time we talk about the next generation, the new guys coming through, it's always the same markers, right? Like, you guys are just built different. I feel like the new standard of the 40 is sub 4.4, 4.3 and below that, right? Where years ago, that was like, oh my God, this is the fastest man on the planet. Like, you guys really are setting the new standard for the NFL. What do you think about the collegiate experience now has shifted or evolved that makes you guys these hybrid, crazy fast, yet super strong athletes?
Honestly, you know, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but, you know, I think most importantly, just, you know, just understanding, like, training and, you know, continuing to build and develop as far as, you know, recovery and stuff goes. So it's like, as we continue to learn more, you know, about our bodies and then about training and kind of, you know, what things work best, you know, I think, you know, that's kind of when we're able to continue to make progress and make jumps and strides. And as far as, you know, improving times, improving jumps and stuff like that.
One thing, Isaac, is we've had guests come on talk about their combine experience, about how the nerves really, got to them the day of or the night before. How were you feeling heading into the day when you had those amazing numbers recorded?
Yeah, so for me, you know, fortunately I was able to, you know, obviously you talk about playing, you know, at a high level, you know, playing college football, you know, you're kind of in that environment, but for me it was, you know, I felt like I had been there before, you know, being a track guy, you know, there's not as many people on the track, you know, when you're running, you know, versus on a football field. So, you know, feeling that I have been in that position before, you know, I really just tried to kind of just stay in the moment, stay locked in. And, you know, I think that allowed me to be, you know, just kind of stress free in that situation. So, you know, I really just kind of blocked everything out, you know, obviously with the combine now, like I went in 2018 in high school, and, you know, there was probably, you know, there's a few people scattered here and there, but, you know, now like a lot of people actually go to the combine. So, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lot more people, but, you know, just really just like staying in the moment, you know, taking deep breaths, but, you know, also understanding I've been in similar situations. So, you know, it wasn't very new to me.
You mentioned something earlier that really, really caught my attention, because I think it's such tremendous foresight for you to have. You said you took a much needed both physical and mental break. And I think having both of those components as a point of priority for you just speaks to not just who you are as an athlete, who you are as a man, but really understanding that both of those things have to be in alignment. Why was that so important for you?
You know, I think, you know, just entering college football, that's something that, you know, as obviously being an older guy, somebody who's been through it, you know, just, you know, been through a lot of adversity, you know, just understanding that, you know, this game is definitely more than physical. You know, you have to look at the mental aspect of things and, you know, just kind of balance the two, because, you know, it's really important. You know, if your mental's not there, you know, you're not going to be able to perform physically. Right. And right. I don't think people give enough credit to how mental this game can be. You know, just talk about, you know, the amount of time and effort that you have to invest in the game. You know, it can be a lot at sometimes. You know, there's several different things that people struggle with, whether that's, you know, being away from home, whether that's, you know, gaining, losing weight. You know, there's just so many things that go into it. So, you know, that can create for a lot of stress. So, you know, really, really making sure that you do take care of your mental. You know, I feel like it's important to have that balance.
You seem to have a great balance in the way that you're talking to us and great perspective. What was your reaction when you ran the 40 and then you turned around or you saw up on the scoreboard 4:33?
Well, so the unfortunate thing is when you're in the building and you look up, like, your first 40, they don't show the time. So I'm over here like, what did I run? What did I run? So I didn't really get it until I got back. One of the guys that I was training with, he had let me know my time, and I was just like, you know, I think I'm just gonna stick with that one. Like I was fine with it, but seems like the more I watch it, I'm like, maybe if I had a better start, I would have been able to get 4:02. But you know, I'm completely happy with my time, and then, you know, obviously, you know, got to give all the credit to my trainer, Jordan at X3, you know, for helping me, you know, get to that point.
Not you thinking, you, oh, I didn't get a 4:02.
Damn, yeah, it. Exactly. Like, oh, Josh, right, now, I should have had 4:02. I was happy with
it. The thought of a 4:03 has my hamstrings screaming at the moment. Like, absolutely not. Would not occur. But yeah. I do want to talk a little bit about your college experience, because you mentioned you do have more experience, I think, than the common combine prospect who comes through the doors. You played your final year of eligibility in Louisville after three seasons at Wisconsin. That's a pretty shift, a hard shift, and two big programs. So how was that change for you?
Yeah, so for me, it was very different. You know, obviously, you know, I spent so much time, you know, just 'cause, you know, early on I did, you know, struggle with like some injury stuff. So, you know, for me, you know, taking that last year, you know, it was still like a development thing for me. You know, that's something that I, you know, incorporated into my decision to move on and go somewhere else. But, you know, at the same time, you know, be able to get some more film, you know, build some more confidence and stuff like that. But, you know, it was definitely a very big transition. You know, the offenses, you know, talk about scheme wise, you know, being at Wisconsin, you know, we ran the ball like 50 times a game, and then, you know, switching to a more, you know, multi-dimensional offense. You know, I think it was definitely something that was good for me. You know, especially with how the game changes, you know, not only at the college level, but in the professionals as well. You know, it's important, you know, being able to showcase, you know, multi-dimension. You talk about, you know, being able to run the ball, but, you know, pass block and then catch the ball in the backfield as well. So, you know, being a part of an offense like that, you know, at Louisville, you know, it helped me to showcase that.
Those offenses at Wisconsin definitely showcase the running backs. And one of those guys who was showcased over the years was Jonathan Taylor, who's now with the Colts. How has he been an influence for you?
You know, he's made things like a lot easier for me, you know. Already transitioning from high school to college in itself is a big enough hurdle. But, you know, when I was transitioning, you know, from a receiver to a running back, you know, as well, like that creates obviously more than one hurdle, more than one obstacle. So, you know, having him as a mentor, you know, in my young years was, you know, like I couldn't be more thankful for it. But, you know, just also, you know, somebody, you know, who I model my game after, but, you know, like just on and off the field, you know, he's a great person. But, you know, he's obviously a great player as well. So, you know, just kind of modeling my game and then, you know, just myself after him in general, you know, that's kind of been a big thing. But, you know, he's also a guy, you know, whenever I text him, whenever I call him, he's going to pick up the phone. He's going to answer the phone. So, you know, being able to ask him a lot of questions throughout this process as well, you know, it definitely helps me, you know, gives me a leg up, you know, going into interviews, kind of understanding what to expect, kind of, you know, figuring out, you know, how the testing is for the combine, stuff like that. But then, you know, like also understanding, you know, looking at the draft process, you know, going ahead, like, you know, he talked to X amount of teams, but, you know, none of the teams were the Colts. So it's like, right, you know, you truly never know where you're going to end up. So, you know, I could talk to 31 teams and the 32nd team could draft me. So, you know, it's just kind of, you gotta be ready for whatever, you know. It's just a lot of unknowns. So just understanding that, but, you know, having him as a mentor, you know, just, I'm very grateful for it.
This tracks so much with what we already know about him as just like a dude, sure, dude, as a player. Like, this is 100% on brand. So I love to hear more and more stories about that. But you're right. Like, you never know which way along the process you can go in, think you crushed an interview, and then suddenly it's a team that you hadn't even spoken with before. Outside of the very quick meetings you guys have during the combine in Indianapolis, have you been able to meet with any teams? Like, can you share any of that with us?
So I talked to my agent. He was saying, like, you know, most of the visits and stuff are supposed to come like after pro day. So, you know, I haven't been on any yet, but, you know, I've started to plan some for after, but, you know, obviously, you know, going from one of those to the other, you know, I'll be able to comparison, you know, get a feel for stuff like that. But we do have such a late pro day with it being March 26th. So, you know, a lot of guys have already, you know, kind of been through theirs. So, you know, after that, you know, I'll have a better idea of, you know, what places I'll be visiting and stuff.
So, Isaac, you were talking about earlier in the podcast that, you know, right now you're just kind of decompressing a little bit. It's been pretty hectic for you. You've had to do a lot, training really hard. So how do you wind down? What's a guilty pleasure of yours that the public doesn't know?
A guilty pleasure.
Like, are you a gamer? Like, what are you?
Yeah,
are you
reality doing when you're not TV. Training? Yeah, trashy TV. I
Love
don't
is
know,
Blind. Like, Yeah, yeah,
I was blind.
You watch a Shogun. Like,
no, I was told to watch the first episode, and I did end up, but I just honestly don't understand how anybody could participate in a show like that.
It's a lot happening.
It's crazy. But I'm starting to mesh all these love shows, you know, Love Island, Love is Blind. I don't remember the other ones.
There's
but
plenty
I'm starting
to
mesh
from.
All together. But I do play video games a good amount for sure. But you know, obviously the last 2 weeks I haven't really had the time, but you know, I'll probably get into it at some point. But you know, being in Florida training though, you know, being able to just, you know, drive to the beach, you know, just hang out for a little bit. Well, that's relaxing, but you know, it was a little bit of a wake up call getting back to Indy and Louisville and stuff, and it being 30 degrees, and I'm like, oh wow,
no, not having that. Going to the beach, yes, sir, I'll take that.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Isaac, now that you're going through this process, do you allow yourself at all to at least think of the possibilities of places that you'll go or where you're going to land? Because there's 32 opportunities, right? And as you mentioned, and as JT told you, you never know where you're going to end up.
Right.
But do you ever allow yourself, kind of like in those quiet moments when you're with yourself and you're saying, you know, this would be cool if I could go here, or wow, if I went there, the things that I could do and I can accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, you know, I've kind of just always had this mentality. It's just like, you know, whoever.
He said, don't say it. There. Yeah. Again. See, you got good people around you.
Yeah. Look at you, Isaac. Yeah.
Man.
No, that's good. But there is, you know, like, I feel like sometimes too, like your family, your friends, like, you know, your childhood spaces, they're like, oh, we wish you could play for the home team. And that happens, right? But like, at this point, you're like, dude, I just want the shield and then the team logo.
Just the opportunity. But yeah, you know, obviously, you know, my mom's like, you know, have you talked to the Colts? I'm like, you know, Mama, I know you want me to be at home, and you know, I'll play for anybody, but at the end of the day, you never know. Like, so
look, trust, but mom's gonna be the first one to buy the jersey whoever calls your name. She's not gonna care.
She would burst out in tears if that happened.
Oh my god. All right, well, that now we're let us be your proxy. We will manifest that for you.
Yeah.
So you never have to say it ever. Us and mom.
Yeah.
That for you. That's it.
I mean, she must be so happy and proud of you, of what you've been able to do. And you have been able to show up and show out in these massive venues and these big time football programs. And then you go to a place like Indianapolis, where for you, it's home essentially. And you do what you do. I mean, I can only imagine how she feels watching her son,
right,
you know, training and dreaming of the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. Like the amount of times in the past couple of months that she's told me she's proud of me, like it's insane. But you know, I couldn't appreciate her more, you know, throughout this whole process. But you know, she's, you know, both my parents have always been for me. You know, I don't remember the last time she missed a game, you know, from Little League. You know, that's traveling. She, you know, even when I was at Wisconsin, she's making the 6-hour drive every weekend. But yeah, no, I mean, I definitely couldn't appreciate her more during this process, you know, just being, you know, such a good supporter.
What's your mom's name? Her first name?
Jennifer.
I need a Jennifer Cam on draft night. That's the only feed. Yeah. I want to see Isaac, and then I'll see Mama Jennifer on the other side. That's always my favorite part of the draft. And look, we're so excited for you. Now you're part of our fam, of our familia, as we say here on El Huddle. We are rooting for you and so excited
for
you next. Thank you so much for coming on. The best to your mom and your parents and the whole family.
Yeah.
I know that watch party is going to be intense, so yeah. Can't wait to see where you land. We know that you will be absolutely amazing once you hit the league, Isaac.
No, for sure. I appreciate you guys, you know, taking the time, you know, having me on, for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, good luck, my friend, and make sure to come on back. Don't get an attitude when you get into the league, all right?
Going to have an attitude.
Okay,
Isaac. That's the last thing I'll do. I'll always be the first person.
Okay, all right. We still want that love still there, right?
Yeah, all right, see you soon, Isaac. Sure. Thank you so much.
All right, yeah, take care, Isaac. Be well. Good luck, my man.
In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.